Get Ruined Dits for Breakfast. Weekdays from 6 or subscribe to Ruined Dits for Breakfast catch-up at triplem.com.au.
6:09 on this Friday morning, the day before the showdown. And without overstating it, Roo, I think apart from finals and maybe the first show, this could be the best show or the biggest showdown apart from finals that we've seen.
Well, it's certainly got the potential. We've never had a showdown where both sides are undefeated going into it. We've had showdowns where both sides are up towards the top of the ladder. I can't remember if they've been first or second. But whoever wins this, people are going to say, are a genuine premiership contender, whether it's Port or the Crows. So it's going to be awesome, and everyone's pumped and looking forward to it.
Yeah.
What about Channel 9 yesterday? A current affair reporter has been charged with
child pornography offences.
Child pornography, just disgusting, really.
Tonight, one of our most senior reporters is facing serious charges involving child pornography offences. Ben McCormack, a 25-year veteran of the Nine Network, was arrested today and charged by New South Wales Police with using a carriage service for child pornography material. And while justice must take its course and given the serious nature of the allegations, Nine has taken a strong position and immediately suspended Ben McCormack. A Current Affair has a long history of pursuing offenders in these types of cases, and we intend to cover this story without fear or favour. We stress these charges relate to Ben McCormack's alleged personal conduct and in no way reflect his behaviour within A Current Affair or the Nine Network.
Pretty strong from Channel 9, and well done to them.
Well, they can't afford to be weak after the 60 minutes failure, can they?
No. There's a bit of an irony here. You know, he's the reporter that pursued the Hey Dad star right from the start, from the get-go. And of course,
he probably had a bit of inside information.
Maybe he did, and he ended up behind bars. They're saying he faces up to 15 years, so it's very, very serious. One of the things I read this morning, Roo, which just sends a shiver down your spine, if that's the right term, is that he was involved with the North Bondi Surf Club's Nippers.
So he got kids there?
He was a mentor. No. He's an openly gay fella, Ben McCormack. So he's not married, doesn't have kids, and was a mentor in their program. So looking after young kids at the Nippers.
Well,
How does that happen? That makes you sick, doesn't it?
Mm. That's what you actually worry. I just struggle with that these days with my kids. You think, whether it was scouts or anything, that whether there's a bit of responsibility put on other people's or other adults, male adults, you just worry about it. You shouldn't have to, but you have to for this exact reason.
But then you and I have had the same discussion about your wife, Sarah, wanting to coach the netball team last year. I mean, how stringent are the rules and what she has to go through? And I've been through that too, and we all laugh about it. But, it's painful. You think, oh, why am I going through all of this? You know, it's my kid's football team, but it's for reasons like we're talking about now, Ruth.
I can understand people wanting me to get a police check for coaching the Glenunga under 12 girls as well.
Did you get through?
We're still waiting back for it. It's taking a bit longer. Right. But anyway, look, that's disgusting. And we'll hear plenty more about that in the months and years to come, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Gary Ablett was on the Footy Show last night telling lots of stories about might not play next year at all, might not play for Gold Coast. I was honest with the Gold Coast Suns, the reasons why I want to go back to Geelong. And we're going to play some audio a little bit later on, but fair to say it's not a happy place at all up at Gold Coast.
Cut your losses, move on.
It's going to be interesting to see what unfolds.
But I'm not too happy with Gary, and I'll tell you why later. We're going to discuss it. I'm not too happy with him.
Yep. Shannon Noel, we know, had a bit of a blue at the Crazy Horse, the Pony Club. And
Don't you know who I am?
Don't Shannon. You know who I am? Let me back in. I've got more to do up the stairs. But he's been put off charges, which is fantastic.
Yeah, been let off scot-free.
For him. I don't know if he did ding anyone or dong anyone or whatever, but he's off, so can't have been too bad.
He's had enough adverse publicity out of it anyway.
Yeah, he's sort of embraced it and had a bit of fun with it, actually. Shannon.
Yeah. All right, that's what's making news around the place. Hey, later on, Roo, this is a great story for Adelaide. It's in the paper today. I was at the Stanley Bridge Hotel last night. That bit's not in the paper because that's not newsworthy. But what was in the paper last night is that there's a gin distiller in the Adelaide Hills yesterday awarded best gin in the world. How good's that?
What were you doing at Stanley Bridge?
Helping the gin distillery.
You're not meant to be drinking on Thursdays.
No, I took the lucky Kate out for dinner.
Okay.
Yeah, it was my turn to cook, so of course we went to the pub. but I let you know, over the years, I don't mind publicizing.
Best gin in the world.
Yeah. We know Molly Duca once was best Shiraz in the world.
Yep.
There's what is it called? The Klaus Otto from Hentley Farm was rated one of the best in the world. And now, you know, when we hear these stories, I think it's cool we should talk about them. We know how proud we are of Grange here in South Australia. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a gin called Gin 78, I think. But
he's only 29, the lad.
Yeah, great story. This is the best in the world. He won it yesterday in America.
We'll Good on you, young fella.
It's Ruin Dits here on Triple M.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Hey, let's say a very, very good morning to Lawrence Mooney.
Good morning, Roy. Good morning, Dits.
Hey, have you taken on a fitness campaign? I'm hearing, what's this I'm hearing about Pilates?
No, I'm doing a bit of a rebuild. As you know, I've had my L4-5 disc bulging, rubbing on my spinal cord.
Right.
And so I've enlisted in my Pilates class. And my wife said she'd drop by to, you know, watch me. And she said that at one stage I was on, you know, the roller bench doing some curls. And then when she went past again, I was lying on a pillow doing some kind of hip rotation. She said it looked so sad. I looked like I'd had a stroke and was doing some kind of rehabilitation. She said, I've never seen you so emasculated. I went, oh, for God's sake, don't come and watch me do Pilates.
You didn't get a 10-week pass or anything, did you? Just take it 1 week at a time.
No, Owens? I'm doing the 10-class pass, but I'm the youngest person in the class by about 14 years.
Right. So it's not a pick-up joint then?
But you know, I've graduated from my water aerobics class where Phil and Stan got me in the back row saying, you know, good on you, mate, get back here. So yeah,
you would have.
If you guys have got, can you put me down? Because seriously, if I was a dog, you'd just go, come on.
He's done for a walk.
He's done all right, yeah.
Get let's up to the family to farm.
The elf had Labrador.
Last year, you know, when you wake up Christmas Day and you're only going to get one present, because, you know, there's only me and my wife these days, the kids are gone. I was that excited, and I opened the envelope, and I got the 10-week yoga course. That was my Christmas present. How excited was it? So, and because she wanted something we could do together. So I went the first week and did, you know, downward dog and the rabbit and the chook and the hen and the, oh, mate, honestly. Yeah.
And the perv.
Yeah, the perv.
So, yeah, the upward cobra.
That's it.
And I'm not talking about a spine flexion there, is it?
Your L4, L5 would have been a bit stiff from driving the car back across the border. Moons. Mm. We saw a photo of it. Gee whiz.
I went over to Adelaide and I had a terrific time because, you know, I ended up... When you buy something on the internet, you think, I don't even know these people. I'm going to Adelaide, you know, like you could end up anywhere. And I met these terrific two blokes, father and son, winemakers from the Barossa. The car is sensational. So I've left it with them, and I'm going to pick it up after the comedy festival. So very happy, guys. Mind you, coming under a bit of fire from the in-laws. So you're a family man. Think about extending your family. Have you bought, you know, a four-wheel drive with a baby seat in the back? No, I've bought an MG.
Midlife crisis.
Has it got any kind of safety standard? No, it hasn't. If it's got an airbag, I like. We can fill it with balloons if you want. But...
Yeah, not exactly the family wagon. No,
hey, no, it's not funny. Exactly the family wagon. But I am in the full flush of midlife crisis. So
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. And now, has footy season got you pumped?
Well, of course it has. As I said last week, you know, Mrs. Mooney is a Richmond supporter,
and
every time the Tigers win, she gets very amorous.
Right.
And before this year, it's been a long drought for us. The tide
so
went out for
2-0.
A long way.
2-0 in the bedroom.
That's right. And before this, you know, I was hand feeding the cattle, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
In fact, I had to shoot some of them because we'd been through a long dry. In fact, I couldn't afford the bullets, so I was beating them to death with a with a hammer.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm thoroughly enjoying the football season. The Mighty Bombers are doing terrific work.
Yep.
And you guys have got the derby this week, is that
the showdown right? Over here, mate.
Showdown.
Get it right. Derby in Perth, showdown in Adelaide. Hey, did your wife get a little bit excited to see Dusty with the shiner last week? Did she like the look of Dusty?
Yeah, before the Richmond game, I pull on the Guernsey with a texter on my neck, and it's like, here we go. Come on, Dusty.
Now,
here we go,
Lawrence, I'll give you a little tip here. Roo and I, in the first year we were doing radio here at Triple M, we went to a client function, And the advertiser years ago put out this special edition where they had Roo face masks that you could, cut out of the paper, right? So this woman's come up to Roo and I, this is fair dinkum, at a client show and said she gets her husband to put on the Roo mask all the time.
Mm.
So
in the bedroom.
If you can find a dusty mask.
With a laminated.
Yeah, laminate it.
So they can clean it.
Yeah, they can keep reusing it.
So laminated.
Yeah.
Oh. With the mouth cut out. That's what you've got to aim for, Moons.
That is tremendous work.
That's the proudest moment of Roo's life.
That's when you know you've made it. Right?
He was that happy.
So she has still got that somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm. And we met the husband as well. He was very happy.
Yeah,
he said, no, I'll put it on, no problem.
Triple M.
Are you still going to yoga?
No. I didn't quite get through the 10 weeks.
I tell you what. If I was in that yoga class, I do not want to be behind you doing a downward dog.
No.
Jesus.
I was always in the back row, don't worry.
Hey, Moons, you sound a little bit dusty.
Dusty?
Dusty Martin, a little bit dusty.
The comedy festival's been going for a week. Of course I'm dusty. It's Friday morning,
mate.
Had about 3 hours sleep in 10 days.
Any glitter?
Am I dusty? Glitter. Of course I'm dusty.
Any glitter?
No glitter. Right. Zero glitter.
Not yet, anyway. Hey, good on you, Liz. Enjoy the rest of the comedy festival. We'll talk next week.
And to you guys, too. Love you. Bye now.
He has had a big week.
He did.
Ruined Tits for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M Ruined Tits for Breakfast. Friday, Roo, we love to look back at the, I guess they're highlights, aren't they?
No, not always. You're usually lowlights.
Right, here it is, the week that was.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five.
We learnt dits is not much of a green thumb.
Is it true that someone asked you the question, had you noticed that the trees have started changing colour lately? And you said, what do you mean? And you live in a street that is tree-lined.
Tree-lined.
Right.
And don't worry, I picked the bloody things up.
And you're raking leaves on weekends.
You thought
they were different trees.
Yeah, yeah. Thought there was a tree with yellow leaves and a tree with sort of red leaves. They fall off, I know that much, because I have to rake them up.
G'day, Don Burke here, and I'm with radio host and former squash champion Chris Dittmar.
Good morning.
You've got a great garden here, Chris, with some beautiful natives. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's absolute bullshit.
Well, that's all we've got time for today.
Number four.
We learn about some entrepreneurs up in the Riverland. The
Turnbull government has pledged $500,000 to a Melbourne company to research medical marijuana.
Researching? Well, if it works or not?
I guess so.
I'm from the Riverland where they do the other sort of marijuana.
Experimenting, yeah. Been experimenting for years.
Fantastic.
They'll eventually get to the bottom of it.
They didn't get 500 grand.
Just take it a while.
They didn't get 500.
No, they made 500.
They made 500. Got a backyard zones or something.
Never even went to university. I never realised they were
in their bedroom.
That's right.
Anyway.
Oh, your office at home.
Number three.
Mel the button pusher was away, and we learnt Dits probably shouldn't fill in pushing the buttons. During our pressure test contest, Dits really struggled finding the sound effects.
Vibridge.
You forgot the music.
Yeah, all right, keep going.
Kingston.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, time's up.
Well done on putting the clock on him.
I don't know what I'm doing. God, Mel, come back.
Mel the button pusher's crew.
Where is that clock? Alice the Wag,
Did we go for 45 seconds or 30 minutes?
And this is Dits pushing the other button so he can hear Alice outside the studio.
Hang on, let me put Wag on. What were you saying there, Wag? Oh, hang on. That one? Is it that one? No, hang on. Is it that one? No.
Oh God,
this is a circus.
And this is Dits ordering pizza at home later that night.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Number two, we learnt producer Alice is bad with names and a new horse racing tip.
Who have you got on the blower there?
Well, you got Cobalt. G'day, Cobalt. That's an interesting name.
That's Kyle.
Kyle, you idiot.
Alice the
producer. Kyle.
Cobalt.
Oh, well, Kyle, that's actually close for Alice. The other week we had Dawn on and his name was Sean. So
how do you get Kyle and Cobalt?
Alice.
Cobalt's what you put in horses when you want to make them win at 20 to 1.
And the number one thing we learn on Ruin Dits this week, if you build it, they will come. Ruin Dits came up with a great way for people to win tickets to the footy.
Getting people to confess things, Ruth.
A few years ago, I noticed something between my cleavage, which I thought was a mole. So I went to the doctors to see about having the mole removed. And
you need Dits to check it.
Second opinion, if you want.
It's not a mole, it was a third nipple. So
no!
None of mine.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Can you get brass with three cups or not?
Well, luckily it doesn't grow, does it?
Can't breastfeed off it or anything.
Oh, come on, Ruth. Poor lady.
No. Oh, she sounds like she's okay with it.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
Brilliant, Anonymous.
People are happy to bear their... What they will do for a couple of free tickets.
Jesus Christ, how right big is this game?
There can only be one winner, though.
There's a lot of good calls. Look, I'd love to have many doubles to give away, but the reality is we've only got one.
Right.
And I only know one three-nippled lady.
You're pathetic. What?
You are. Is a
magic number. There's tomorrow's phoner. Can you beat three
nipples? Yes,
nipples?
It is.
That'll be tomorrow.
It's a magic number.
To get a
three
double.
Willies.
Three! Yeah. That's a magic number. That's a magic number.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Time to give away some showdown tickets, but this comes with a big but.
Well, it does come with a big but because we gave away a couple of showdown tickets yesterday and we wanted to find out something, the secret, was it?
You had to confess.
You had to confess about a little secret.
Yeah, just, you know, share something with us that you hadn't told anyone else before. Mm. Anyway, this lady rang in with this.
Years ago, I noticed something quite defined between my cleavage, which I thought was a mole. So I went to the doctors to see about having the mole removed, and
you need Dits to check it.
Second opinion, if you want.
It's not a mole; it was a third nipple. So
no.
None of my
what?
Yeah, none of my friends and that know. They just think it's a mole. But if you look,
can you get brass with three cups or not?
Well, luckily it doesn't grow, does it?
Can't breastfeed off it or anything.
She thought it was a hell of a joke
she
herself.
Did that, and we obviously took advantage of that. But, not too many times you meet a girl with three nipples.
No. So we got talking about body parts then, and we thought, what a way to give away a double to the show. We could end up filling the stadium with freaks. If we could have enough, if we had enough
well,
tickets to
Port Adelaide home game, so we're halfway there.
I've got two ankles on one foot, for example. I've got a double. I've got where my ankle bone is, Roo. Below it, there's another ankle bone.
All seriousness, Dits, it did only come out last week, a girl has realised she had two vaginas.
No.
That's true.
No.
She only realised when she was 17. I don't know how she found out, but she did.
What?
And that's a true story.
I suppose she can't see down there. She wouldn't have known, really. It's a bit hard, bit hard to look.
So we've got a double to give away right now. Give us a call, 1-triple-3-5-3.
Anything unusual in your family?
Yeah. Pardon?
With you or your family? Any body parts that we don't know of?
No. No, I don't think so. You've caught me without thinking there. Give us a call and let us know if you've
got something
weird about your body.
Six toes on one foot, for example.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that. 1-triple-3-5-3, if you can top
Other
the three
man
nipples.
Man boobs, have you got anything different?
I told you I've got two ankles on one foot.
What?
I'll show you. I've got two ankle bones sticking out on my right foot.
Serious?
Yeah. Causes all sorts of problems. When I had running shoes and things, I used to have to cut a hole in them so my bone could stick out.
And you still are a world champion.
Oh, can you imagine? It was a handicap
imagine
event. Can
if you
believe
were
that?
Normal.
Yeah, exactly. 1-triple-3-5-3.
Triple M.
Weird body parts. This came as a result of yesterday. The lady that rang through and said she had three nipples. We thought it's worth taking more calls on this, and we'll give away a double to go and see the showdown tomorrow. First up, let's go to Darren at Davern Park. How are you, Darren?
All good. How you going?
Good. What's your weird
Are
body
you
part?
Are you all good?
Oh, I'm laughing.
Really?
I was born with seven fingers and eight toes on each hand and foot.
No.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Seven fingers on each hand and eight toes
on each foot.
Have you got photos to send us?
I don't know. Mum cut them off when I was 6 months old.
Oh, hang on.
Have you got the spots where they were, or like were they in their own proper spot, or were they sort of...
Like in between your fingers. Do you know where you got a little webbing bit?
Yeah.
I've got little marks in there.
Right. Wow.
All right.
And do you know how that all happened?
Birth defect.
I mean, how it happened, Ruth.
No,
what sort of question is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how it happens.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Darren. Thanks for calling. We're off to a flying start.
Let's go to Virginia. G'day, Tim.
G'day, mate.
What's wrong with you?
Now, I was pretty disappointed. I went to the doctor's with a crooked back, and he told me I had an extra vertebrae. And I'm only 5'6". I said, shouldn't I be taller, Doc? And he said, no, it's more like a... He said, no, it's more like a tailbone. So the missus reckons it explains a few things.
So you're half animal,
you're
half
marsupial.
Man.
Yeah, look out.
What, on the bottom of your spine, on the bottom of your pelvis?
Yeah, got an extra vertebrae down there. Sacrum.
You don't sleep outside at night, do you? Don't howl at the moon or anything like that?
Hop around or anything?
Probably for dog acts, too. Yeah.
Has it caused you any grief?
Yeah, it has caused me a little bit of grief, but I'll survive.
All right, Tim. Good on you, Tim.
Play a bit of basketball.
Let's go to Redwood Park. G'day, Lorraine.
Hello. How are you, boys?
Very, very good, Lorraine. What is wrong with you?
Well, I don't have a belly button.
Oh, you're kidding. Poor thing.
Now, Lorraine, where was the cord attached to?
Yeah, I did have one then, but I have since lost it due to operation.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sort of cheating.
Yeah, that's okay.
Lorraine, similarly, I'm not sure whether I've got one or not because I can't see it from where I am.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we look similar.
Good on you, Lorraine.
Good on you, Lorraine.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, haven't got a belly button, eh? Let's go to Redbank. G'day, Nick.
Hello, how are we?
Very good, Nick. What have you got on your body?
Really?
Your shoulder to your wrist.
And it's red. It's bright red.
And it's flame-shaped.
Flame-shaped.
Wow.
I reckon when I was growing in mum, I was laying against her ribs, so I've got like lines, and it's now made, as I've grown, a flame-shaped birthmark.
Wow. Fantastic. Send a picture to Triple M somehow, can you?
That'd be good to get out at parties and show everyone. Yeah. Good on you, Nick. Let's go to Mawson Lakes. Who's there, Roo?
We got Brad.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Brad. What's weird about you?
I was born without any patella tendons, so my kneecaps used to dislocate all the time.
Now, does that restrict you playing sport or anything?
Yeah, it did. So I used to play football all the time, but then after it dislocated a fair few times, I had two knee recons to build me some new ones.
Ooh.
And I gave footy away because, it was too much.
And when it dislocates, did it really hurt or having no tendons?
Yeah, it did. No, it did. It actually really hurt. You'd think it would be less painful. The recovery time was a lot less because you didn't have to like snap anything. But it bloody hurt. But I got good at putting it back in anyway.
Plenty of practice.
You just give it a slap? Is that the technique we've seen on the footy field a few times?
You remember when Warren Treadray was laying on the ground and putting it back in? Yeah.
Creswell did it one day, didn't he, Dits?
Can't remember that one.
Yeah, I remember that. Let's go to Aldenga. G'day, Liz.
Morning, Roo and Dits. How are you?
Good, Liz.
What can you tell us?
Yeah, what's a bit weird about you?
Okay, now, I can't believe I'm telling you guys this on state radio.
Uncle Roo and Uncle Dits.
Are you desperate to go to the footy, are you?
What's that, mate?
Are you desperate to go to the footy?
I'm a Port supporter, so I deserve to be in the freak zone, I think.
You're in front so far.
We'll judge by that.
Sorry, Port supporters out there. Look, my little girl is 4.5, and we set a goal to breastfeed her. Well, we, my partner and I, but not me, set a goal to breastfeed her till she's 3.5.
Yeah,
and it's still happening, and she's not giving it up. And I keep having boys, why I rang in, because, yes, it's not a body part per se, but it's actually a body part that's being used, But the thing is, though, I keep having that vision. Do you guys remember Little Britain, that comedy?
Yeah.
Do you remember the skit Bitty?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Where there's like grown men still, and I just keep having that in my mind, but she won't give it up.
Yeah.
How old is he
saying Little Britain? Doesn't he say booby or something, doesn't he?
Bitty.
That's it. Yeah.
How old's your daughter?
So that's my vision that's still haunting me, and I'm thinking, Jesus, when's she going to give it up, you know?
So 4.5 and she's still on it.
4.25 and and I've talked to her about it, so, you know, and I haven't had a drink in 5 years. I'm Scottish. I'm Scottish background. I haven't had a drink in 5 years.
Have you got younger kids?
No, we were lucky to have her because we had her. I'm giving too much away here. People are going to work out who I am. I'm not saying anymore.
That's all right. So you're making the most of it. Oh, well, it is. Mums do find it hard to give away. Some of them, and some of them can't wait to stop. Let's go to Elizabeth. G'day, Craig.
G'day, Ruin Dits. How are you?
Good.
What's your body part?
You actually sound like you're not going to surprise me with something pretty weird, Craig. I reckon you qualify.
Mate, this is quite embarrassing. None of me mates know nothing about it. But right. I thought I'm really desperate to go and see the Crows play. But anyway, there we go. I've got two bum holes.
No! No! Yeah,
Come off it, Craig.
I'm very, very serious and I'm a bit embarrassed, but I thought, well, I'm a diehard Crow supporter and I'd really love to go. But the thing is, it's not, you know where you run your fingers down from your shoulders all the way down to your bottom?
Right.
Let's keep it as clean as you can, please. Yep.
Yes. And you've got that bone right down the bottom in between the two top cheeks of your bum cheeks.
Yes.
Well, apparently, my mother had told me when I was a little bit older that I've got a hole there. It's just a passage that goes to nowhere. So I've got two bum holes, but I do the number twos from the original one, if you get what I mean.
Oh, so you don't have to wipe twice. That's handy.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, well, that's it.
Yeah. So you've dead set got two actual holes.
I certainly have, Roo. I certainly have.
No.
And, does it ever cause you any grief?
No. I was a bit embarrassed about ringing up, but
so if you were to fart, it's like twin exhausts, isn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah, terrific.
So if you're a Starkers and you're looking at your bum, can you see that? Can you see it?
No, you can't. No. It's nothing like the normal one.
Right.
It's just like a pinhole or something.
Okay.
Like that, I think it is.
Right. Mick, my mate, the master farter, double jointed ass.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Now, Craig, that's hard to beat, isn't it? Two bum holes.
Three nipples and two bums. This is a couple of good segments, Dits.
So who are you going with?
Two bums.
Two bums?
Can't go past two bums, I don't think. Can you?
Yeah.
No, we'll give him the tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. This is similar. There's got to be a joke in this, like two dogs. How did I get my name? I don't know. We'll think about it.
Yep.
Yeah. But
all right, Craig. Well done.
With your two bums, you're off to the
showdown.
Pair of bums.
Oh, coming from
good on you, Craig.
Very proud moment for Craig. I can tell he's excited about that. He never thought when he was born that his two bums would win him, you know, something like this.
Oh, well, he's off to the showdown. We've got Rory Sloan coming up shortly.
Ruin Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Long inside 50, Sloan! Big Rosa!
Gets it back to Rory Sloan, who snaps on goal!
It's Rory Sloan.
In comes Sloan, and he has put it through the Sloan knock!
Oh, let's get him on. Rory Sloan, one of the most important players in tomorrow's showdown. Rory, good morning.
Morning, Dits. Morning, Rory. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, mate. Now, Rory, before we get into the footy, I don't know if you were listening, but just a moment ago, we gave away a double. We asked people to ring in with their weird body parts because yesterday a lady rang in and told us, just bared her soul and said she's got three nipples, and we thought that was pretty good. But today we topped it. A bloke just won the double to go and see the showdown.
With two bum holes.
Two bums.
He got two bum holes.
What he did say, though, it was only a pinhole of a bum hole. I don't know how much air is coming out of that thing.
Anyway, he's got two bums, and that's the most important thing, Rory. We've had a couple of people on Twitter just say he's going to probably need two tickets just for his two bums. He's not even going to be able to take it, mate.
He's got two seats for him, mate.
Now, that's what I call putting bums on seats. That's the only way Port can get a sellout, blokes with two bums.
A weird body part that you can share with us, Rory?
Not really.
No, he's perfect, mate.
Yeah. I am absolutely of human, like definition of a human specimen. So,
yeah, exactly right.
I've got a very crooked nose. It's my Owen Wilson nose, actually, so it's very deviating. But that's probably about as far as we'll go at the moment.
And a few metal plates in your cheekbones and eye sockets.
I was going to say, I've got chalk for a head as well, chalk for head bone.
Hey, how excited are you, Sloane? He's certainly just an awesome build-up to this showdown with both sides up the top of the table. Port probably surprising their supporters more than anything with how great they've been playing. It's going to be a brilliant game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I find myself getting really, really excited throughout the whole week, and then there'll be times where I'm trying to just calm myself down. So I shot off yesterday down south with with VB at Nathan Van Berlo actually and took him for a surf. So
nice.
That was a good way to try and calm my nerves a little bit and take my mind off the showdown, because sometimes you can overplay them in your head before you actually play them.
Do you send him out first? Do you send him out further just to check to see if there's anything out there?
I actually I took the initiative. I was a bit excited yesterday. Ooh. And it was a good day, and I was first in the water, and I sussed out everything out the back there. He reckons he saw a seal on his way out.
Or no.
While I was on my way out, he reckons he saw a seal or some sort of shape and just didn't even bother about telling me until afterwards.
See, he's dispensable
Goodbye.
Now.
But he is.
Crows still need you, but they don't need him anymore.
No, we need him. He's got to look after our young boys.
Fair enough.
Slaney, Crows decided to go in with one ruckman. That means either Andy Otten or yourself, who went into ruck last week and did a great job, or Kyle Harding. And one of
Or bring back Trent Ormond-Allen.
Yep, or Tom Gilligan.
Tom Gilligan. Do you remember the day? Did he really? Do you remember the day Trent rucked?
Yes, I do.
Was it Waverley?
Spider Everett.
Against Spider Everett.
One of the shorter ruckmen in the comp at the time. How's that going to go, Sloaney?
Yeah, well, look, JJ unfortunately had one touch last weekend, so we couldn't pick him off that, off the back of some poor form.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm joking. He just obviously didn't pull up that well. But no, I'll put my hand up again to do some ruck work. This time I might stay down and not jump. I mean, I was probably lucky McAvoy didn't put a knee into my hip last week, but we got the clearance anyway.
What about training this week? Some weeks, you know, sides will say, gee, we train well this week. We've trained the house down. We're feeling right. How would you describe this week?
Yeah, fun week, actually. This type of weather, you don't get this type of weather unless it's normally finals type. And the build-up to this game is kind of like a finals-like game as well.
Port might feel a bit funny then going into this week's preparation.
Oh, very funny. Very funny.
Very good, Ru. Yeah. So, no, the boys felt really good. I mean, the other day it was 25 and sunny out in the track, and it was just a beautiful day to train. So there's been a good feeling around the club, as there always is.
You're worried about anything at Port Adelaide? The dominance of Wines and Pal Pepper in the middle?
Paddy Ryder.
You're worried about any of them guys? Or
yeah, look, I think the guys that have rotated to the midfield are probably the reason, or a big reason, why they've won so many of these games. And I mean, Pal Pepper, his ability as a first-year player to come in and play such solid footy, I haven't seen anything like that for a while, really. Maybe Dyson Heppel, probably the only other one that springs to mind that plays like that. But, look, he's an absolute star. And, I mean, their running power again, Ru, I think their ability to be able to move the ball in almost a safer way. They've been holding teams to really low scores, and that's probably from the scores from turnovers, really. And but then their ability as well, just to go quick and kick a big score, has been pretty scary. So we're going to have to be on defensively.
They're not playing free out tomorrow night though, Rory.
That's right. We're going to have to be on defensively and really take it up to them and take them on when we get the ball as well.
Haven't had a crisis meeting down there, or is there one today about the salary cap? Or is that they calling you all in or not?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm on the... Yeah, no, everything's all... I'm pretty sure things are all... Sweet
but you're not sure.
They will be, mate. They will. We've just got to tidy a couple of things up first.
What happens normally is Roo just rings Gil McLaughlin and sorts these things out.
Yep.
It all just gets swept under the table. Yeah.
Gives him a tip or two and then it's all fine.
When we get Dusty Martin in next year, it might be a bit tight, but all right, we'll just wait and see how we go. Yeah. Hey, good luck, Rory.
Good on you, Rory.
Thanks, guys. And we'll see you out there.
We'll see you at the Alma today as well for lunch.
Yes, I'll be up there for
and
lunch.
And Rory, I've got some harder questions for you than you got this morning. We looked after you this morning. I've got some hard ones for you today.
That's all I'd expect up there. Very tight-knit group. Nothing leaves the Alma luncheon.
No, that's right.
All right, mate.
Hey, good luck tomorrow, mate.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Rory Sloane. He's an absolute ripper, Rory.
Yeah, he's a good fella.
Sort of bloke that I wish was playing for us. I always think, when I see him play, Rory. No, I love watching Rory play.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Yeah.
I don't think it'll happen.
Nothing wrong with his eyesight either. Talking about bad body parts.
Don't go down there.
Nothing wrong with his eyesight whatsoever.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M, Roo, just as we build up to tomorrow's showdown, it's a Port Adelaide home game, and they've put together this little tribute. This goes all the way back to the very first showdown.
Welcome along to Footy Park. Terrific scene. Showdown one. Historic day, a real buzz. Everybody is getting toey. This crowd, as we said, is sell out. No neutrals today.
Arriving in town that day, you got a sense of something special because we go to the hotel first and it was all about that game of footy. And when we got there, we weren't disappointed because although it was a pro-Adelaide crowd, it certainly was simmering. There was a buzz, there was something going on. You can tell some games when you arrive, and that certainly had the feel of a very big game.
That felt like a grand final. Other than a grand final, the showdowns, and all the players will say this, you can play all the year, but you play a showdown, it's another final, and it's the best thing ever to play in. Whether you're Crows, whether you're Port Adelaide, you want to play them, you want to win.
There you go. You heard from Dennis Cometti and John Cale there, the first showdown. Gee, Dennis sounded young, didn't he?
It was good to hear Dennis again.
All right, tell us about tomorrow, Roo. What are you seriously thinking?
Seriously thinking, no bias aside, I was shocked when the odds come out for this game. The odds, bookmakers do their homework, Dits. They use history. They don't just go with gut feel. The Crows started at $1.42 and Port were $2.70, which means... Crows are very hot favourites there. That's quite a big difference. It has tightened up to $1.50 and $2.50, which is not surprising. I still think it's a much closer contest than that, to be honest. I think Port Adelaide, although Homsch is out, they're a complete side at the moment. I don't think there's any weaknesses in their team at all. We know Jenkins is out. They haven't replaced him with a ruckman. Okay, it's a decision they've made. So that means either Otten or Hardigan or someone like that's going to be second ruck.
Now, so does that give Port an advantage there?
I think Port need to exploit that. I think at some stage you are going to see Paddy Ryder up against Andy Otten or Kyle Hardigan or someone like that, and Ryder will be 2 feet above him. And when ruckman can get that high above, they only need to be a hand length above the other ruckman, they can start doing tricky stuff. Now, as a midfielder, when your ruckman are doing tricky stuff, you basically have to tag. You have to be a defensive midfielder. Otherwise, you can get exploited big time, and you can run away from the stoppage without any pressure on. And when you run away without any pressure on, you've got time to be able to kick where you want and hit the target up forward. So there's an opportunity there for the Port's midfield to do some real damage. If Port do that, then they're a chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't do that, they've let their biggest opportunity slip. The midfield... Look, these are two great midfields at the moment. Port Adelaide, you could argue, maybe a little bit bigger and a bit tougher with Powell Pepper and Ebert and Ollie Wines. But you could also argue that Crows are better ball movers, a bit more classier, a bit more slick, a bit more speed. All right, so that'll be interesting the way that unfolds. If Port win that hard ball and get it down, then they might capitalise on it. Whereas
so Ollie Wines, Powell Pepper, if they have a big day getting it out the middle?
Brad Ebert, all that sort of stuff. I think that could go either way. That'll probably decide the game. We know that. We talk about it every week. Port's forward line, Dixon, he's a bit hot and cold. Hoff is very hot and cold. Eddie, I'm surprised he's in there. To be honest, he might surprise me and stand up and have a good game. And good luck to him if he does. What I do like about Port's forward line now is they're playing smaller with Gray, the two Grays up there, Sam and Robbie, Wingard and Young. They're all very dangerous. I like them about them. I think they'll kick the majority of the goals for Port. But the Crows have got a great back line too. We know that. And the lever back there stiffens it up.
So Crows back line, Port forward line. This is going to be a massive battle all day, isn't
it? Yeah, I'm confident the Crows back line can do the job there with Tyler, Lever and Hardigan and small defenders like Brown and Laird. Chuck Brodie Smith into that. I think they've got the cattle to be able to at least mix it with Port's forwards. The area where Port need to have a good day out is their back line. We know Homsch is out, and that's a big loss. So they're now relying on Cleary, who's a young defender, who's done a good job. He's done a good job, but he's only young. Jonas, who's back in form.
Good player.
And tough. Trengove might have to go back.
For
all right.
The Rock.
They've got to pick up Tex, Tommy Lynch, who was best on last week, and McGovern, who is very hard to match up on. And then the other area is controlling the Crows' small forwards in Betts and Cameron and the other guys that roll
now,
through there.
Who have Port Adelaide got? Because we know there was Cracker and Pittard were talked about.
Right.
What should Port Adelaide do?
I'll read
do?
The names out and you tell me. Hartlett, this is for Betts I'm talking about.
Yep. No, I think Hartlett should be an attacking rebound
okay.
player.
Broadbent?
Chance. Yep.
You'd put Broadbent on Betts,
would
you?
I said a chance. Who else have you got?
Byrne Jones.
Chance. He's a real socks down, you know, head over the ball, tough type.
Houston.
Maybe not.
Impey.
Yes. He's another one that you could put back there.
Okay, so if you were coached it, who would you start with?
Oh, going on that, I'd go with Impey. Now, but the key is, you know what's annoyed me?
Do you need
his
run in the midfield?
Yeah, we do.
I think you do.
We do. But however, I hope he can win the ball back there and take off and deliver from back there. But, Roo, I hope someone stands next to Eddie all night. That's my big problem.
Yeah.
If they leave him 50 yards on his own, he'll kick 10.
So Port to exploit the Crows in the ruck if to win. Port to win the midfield and capitalise on Ryder's dominance. And Port will need to withhold Crows' forward line. Crows' opportunity is their forward line and their midfield to have a good game. I think it's very, very close.
And you're going with?
Well, I'm going to go with the Crows, but I think it's a toss of the coin.
Right, I just got one question for you. Are you under the salary cap? No, this just—I mean, it's not my question. It just came out of Melbourne yesterday, as you know. I mean, have you?
Hey, we're not the ones with 13 blokes on the trade table last year. You remember that?
What does that mean?
Because you had to relieve some pressure on your cap.
Sorry, I was talking about the Crows
for a
moment.
Yeah, I was just talking back to Port.
And
we
what,
are we, very comfortable.
And did we get into
in
trouble?
In fact, we're eyeing off a few of your players.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah, right. We're not on any of yours.
We're
off.
Not on any.
Righto. Anyway, that's how Roo sees the showdown tomorrow. It's going to be a classic. And you can hear it here on Triple M from 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Roo and Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Roo, I love it when I hear these stories. We have got a brand new world champion in our midst.
Yep, he's a gin maker.
We're talking about the Adelaide Hills Distillery, and one of the co-owners up there, the head distiller, I think, is Toby Kiln. Toby, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Good. Congratulations. Now, what was this award that you won yesterday? Tell us about it.
Yesterday, it was the American Distilling Institute Awards in Maryland in the US, and we won Best International Gin.
That's unbelievable.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, incredible.
No, it's great for us, and I guess great for the state as well. So making some great food and booze in the state, and continue to do so.
Now, Toby, I was at a pub in the hills last night, the Stanley Bridge, and they showed me the bottle. Now, what's it called? Tell us a little bit about it.
It's called 78 Degrees, so it was a gin that was founded by Sasha LaForgia, who is our distiller. He's over in the U.S. as we speak, and it's a gin made from a grape-based spirit, and it's something we do different to most is we individually vapor infuse every single botanical that goes in there.
Wow.
And it just makes for a really pleasant drinking gin.
What's the name 78 Degrees? What's that about?
So 78 Degrees is actually the temperature at which alcohol evaporates.
And it's
what our still set to. So we actually get a very gentle, low-temperature extraction.
Brilliant.
What's a bottle worth now? It's gone through the roof, has it?
No. Still the same. That's one thing about us. We just like making good booze for a good price.
You've had some last night.
You have to. You've got to celebrate the wins of life.
Yeah. Hey, Toby, well done. We just wanted to get you on and say congratulations.
Yeah,
we love it when someone in Adelaide wins a prize like that. So well done and celebrate long and hard.
No. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. And have a great day.
Good on you.
Good
Toby
Kiln,
Adelaide Hills Distillery, best gin in the world.
How good's that? Yeah. Do you drink gin?
I have the odd one. Yeah.
I'm going to have to start, I think.
Yeah, gin and tonic with a bit of ice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, nice little pre-dinner drink.
GT.
Used to call it the old Vera.
Pardon?
Vera Lynn. Rhyming slang. I'll have a Vera and tonic. Thanks.
Get Ruin Dits for breakfast. Weekdays from 6 or subscribe to Ruin Dits for Breakfast Catch-Up at triplem.com.au.